Okay. So they should be entering here.
We have two individuals right now, one for item 3A and then one for 3B. Actually, two for 3A.
Okay, so in about a minute, I'll head back and we'll start the Facebook feed. I'll come back into frame here and introduce the meeting. Once I shut down my camera, you should be ready to start then.
Okay. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
What's the name for that Facebook feed?
It's the city of
Cedar. It should be on the City of Cedar Rapids government page.
Okay. Did they advertise that?
No, it doesn't advertise. Once we start it live, it just shows up on the page as a live feed. Due to the public not being able to access the council chambers or wherever you have your meeting, it's been brought forth by the city manager's office and the council that anything that was available to the public previously with commission meetings should be on Facebook Live. So that's why IT is here to help you stream it to Facebook.
And Tim, and the rest of the commission, so when we put out the agenda that went out to the media and all out there, in that link, when you click on the link to register, at the top of the registration page, it does tell you that, you know, if you don't have any comments or want to provide any comments, you can also watch it via Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to head back and start the feed. So I will be right back. I'll introduce the meeting and you will be set to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you able to watch it if you don't have Facebook?
It's either you watch on Facebook or you would have to register for this Zoom meeting and become an attendee to either listen or watch. Those are the only two options we have right now.
Because I would think not everybody has Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be right back. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Danny Franks with the IT department for the Historic Preservation Committee meeting for May 28th. You are now live on Facebook. You can start when you are ready.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 4:32. Jeff, you want to do our attendance?
Yep. Diana Pagan. Crystal Walter, Tim Oberbrockling,
present.
Ron Moosman,
present.
Ron Lauer, Abby Huff,
present.
Jennifer Cunningham,
present.
Arthur Kim, Ryan Russell,
present.
Do I need to restate Ron's name to Ron Lauer?
I'm here. I had it on mute for that.
No worries.
Okay, Adam, if you'll have since you have the list there, if you'll have the people introduce themselves that are here for agenda items, or we don't, that's all we have to introduce. We don't do the Facebook people, correct?
Right. So for our attendees, if you have a question, go ahead and you can hit *9 if you're on your phone, or there is an icon, a hand icon that you can hit. I'm going to go ahead right now and start with Art, and I'm going to unmute you, and you can just state your name and the agenda item that you're here for, and then I'll go to Gary and then Tim. So, Art?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here for the demolition permit for 2604 Grand.
Okay, thank you, Art. Gary? Gary? Can you hear us, Gary? Okay. I'm going to go to Tim. Tim, can you hear us? Well, the unmute feature, is.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
And all Tim, right. Can you just say the agenda item that you're here for?
Yes, porch windows and entry door for 1720 3rd Avenue Southeast.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Tim.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the meeting minutes from the last meeting? If so, are there any questions, changes that need to be made?
I move to approve the agenda. Or minutes, sorry.
Fine. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed.
Just Adam, to summarize, so that was Abby with the motion and Jennifer with the second?
Correct. So we'll move to action item 3A, demolition review for 2604 Grand Avenue Southeast, an accessory structure.
Are you going to share your screen, Adam?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, so just as a reminder for commissioners, if you wouldn't mind muting yourself when you're not talking, that helps with feedback and other noise. And again, for attendees, there's two options for you to basically raise your hand. There is to ask a question. You can do that via Zoom with the hand icon, or you can press *9 on your phone. And then we will ask you a question or give a comment. So 2604 Grand Ave Southeast, this is for a garage. Grand Avenue there in the middle, and the property is highlighted in red. And sorry, Jeff, I think you were going to do this one. You can take over.
No worries. So here we have an aerial showing 2604 Grand Ave, just outside of the Beaverwoods intensive survey area, to the south. And then to the east, you see the edge of Beaver Park. Next slide. Here on the left, we have a street view from the sidewalk of 2604, and then the accessory building, the garage in question on the right. Next slide. So the garage was built in 1934, is listed above normal condition per the city assessor. The property was surveyed in 2014 by the citywide reconnaissance survey and was recommended for intensive survey. And the staff recommendation is no evidence of historic significance, and it's a poor candidate for local landmark. And as a result, the staff recommends immediate release. And with that, I'll turn it over to the commission.
Adam, I don't have... Adam, would you invite the gentleman? We have someone here representing this, correct?
Yes.
Would you allow him to speak and give us any updates or information that we may need?
So, Art?
Yes.
Art is the property owner, I believe.
I am the property owner.
Art, can you, do you have any more information you'd like to add to what we just heard from Jeff that would clarify anything that we may need to know to rule on this?
Well, I think the above average condition is kind of a stretch. For the house, I would take that as correct, but for the garage, no. The garage has definitely seen better days. The plan really is to take down this garage and replace it. That is much more similar to the house in terms of the wood siding.
And Art, is this garage is not original to this house, is it?
I believe it could be. I mean, we've been here 16 years and it was here when we got here. You know, it's kind of the final siding for now. But it looks like it could be original.
Could be original.
And I was also speaking with
Mark
Stouffer Hunter this morning.
He's going to come out this morning. He's going to have pictures.
We're getting feedback for some reason. And I don't like to listen to myself. So I'm going to shut up now. I did talk to Mark Hunter today. Well, before I address that, does any commission members have any questions for Art or Adam or Jeff?
For Jeff.
Talking, but he's muted.
Okay, with that said, I did talk to Mark. He has set up an appointment with Art, I believe, tomorrow to take pictures of this. Other than that, he's okay with demolition, as long as he gets the pictures. I don't think it's really going to require... All right, you weren't going to tear this down this week, were you?
No.
So if it took more than a day for Mark to get the pictures, unless you guys want to put a hold on it until Mark can confirm he's got pictures, I'm not sure if that's necessary, but if I'll open that up for discussion. You don't want to hear yourself?
I think Diana's trying to say something. Diana, you're on mute.
Diana, did you have anything to say? I'm not picking her up.
Diana, were you going to say something about taking pictures?
Diana, does the cat got your tongue? Okay, well then, if Mark can get in and get pictures tomorrow, he's okay with the demolition. If someone would like to make a motion, unless there is any further questions.
I'll make a motion to approve demolition on the accessory garage at... address
2604 Grand Avenue.
2604 Grand Avenue. Yeah, I just found my note.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
And who seconded that?
I have Abby.
Abby? Okay, I have a first by Ron, a second by Abby. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. Art, if you want to meet with Mark to get pictures and then talk with Adam, he'll be able to set up the process going forward.
All right. Thank you very much.
Art, we'll get you an email tomorrow. We'll also let Building Services know. They're the ones that would handle that permitting. And okay. So then you should be able to go from that standpoint tomorrow.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, and I got ahead of myself. I forgot to ask if anyone needed to recuse themselves for anything that's on the agenda. And if so, could you state it for the record? Okay, no one speaking. We'll go to action item 3B, Certificate of Appropriateness, 1720 3rd Avenue Southeast, porch window and door replacement. I'll give it to you, Adam.
Okay, so this is an item that was tabled at the last meeting. You can see here 3rd Avenue with the property 1720 highlighted. These are some photos of the existing porch window, so you can see that. Here's another shot from the front of the house. And then the image on the right is the west facing side, that is the door. So this was built in 1921. It's located in the 2nd and 3rd Avenue Historic District. The applicant would like to replace 14 windows on the porch to make it a four seasons porch. The proposed windows would be wood window with similar sash pattern, and they would have a thin aluminum skin or cladding on the exterior. So the 1995 site inventory form, it lists the defining features as the side gable roof with no dormers, narrow clapboard siding, broad gable roof porch with closed balustrade and screen windows, and double hung windows with uneven divided sash. The home contributes to the historic district, but it itself is not individually eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. So these two images here are not an example of what the window will look like, but specifically of that aluminum skin. And I'm going to zoom in here. So the image on the left is what the exterior looks like. And then the image on the right is what the interior would look like. So with the design guidelines for windows,
you do see it says that replacement
to match the original and material and design. And then I would point out, and we talked about this at the last meeting, the fourth bullet says replacement windows should match the originals as closely as possible. So there's a bit of a contradiction there, and we have that on the list to address at a future meeting. So the staff recommendation is for approval of the COA for the project because the design guidelines allow for windows. With aluminum storm windows, and these proposed windows match the design as closely as possible. So with that, I will take any questions.
So Adam, what's the new sash pattern look like?
So that that is in, let's see. It is in the agenda packet, which I'm trying to go to.
For those of you that joined us at the very end, we are being we're on Facebook Live right now, and I think that's what's causing some of our backfeed. Would be my guess, because I never mute my mic, but I even had that muted in, so I think it's that. Adam?
Sorry, just a second here.
I just want to make sure why Adam's looking that up. We have to be very careful of the word similar, because these windows were listed in the reconnaissance. So we want them to be as close as possible. And similar is pretty vague if we don't have an actual picture of it. But I believe Adam is looking for that. And also, Adam, while you're doing that, did you have a chance to look it up at all as far as what the aluminum cladding guidelines are?
Hi, this is Danny with IT. For the feedback, if you can move those participants back to participating instead of being a panelist, then the feedback would stop. And then you can bring them back in as a panelist when they are needing to speak. And that should cut down on your feedback.
Thank you.
Yep.
They are already attendees. Tim, to answer your question, the guidelines, there's nothing in the, so the, with those two bullet statements, the guidelines say they should match exactly, and then that, you know, they should come as close as possible. There's nothing that in the guidelines that speak to a wood window that has a covering over it. So this is really something new. Yeah, we'll have in terms of coming to the commission.
We'll have to research that when we reconvene in person, because we're going to continue with the guideline amendments. This is something we can do.
Yes.
I know that when Todd McNall, who was an architect, was on the board, his big concern about replacing windows, wood versus vinyl or metal, is the shadow depth changes. Now, if these are going to be, as far as the way they protrude and cast shadows, a lot of the vinyls are really flush, and you can tell that the vinyl, I believe, was his point that he would make. If these are wood and wrapped in vinyl, aluminum, they probably have that depth that we're looking for. If that gives anyone clarity as far as.
So, Tim, here's what the windows look like. Here's that sash pattern. Can everyone see my screen?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, they look closer to the originals than the ones previously.
Well, I think those are the same ones, Ron. I think the last time we got confused because they were showing us the first two pictures that Adam showed us, which was just the aluminum cladding. Those weren't really the designs.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken. I'm not sure. Yeah, he showed us that. So we thought that's what the windows were going to be, but actually that's an example of the outside cladding and the inside. Correct, Adam?
Yes. So this shows you, you can see that difference, how there is actually, you know, there is the grid work, that frame, the panel, it's going all the way across the windows. It just has that that skin on it.
And at our last meeting, everybody, I think we were close to being unanimous on the windows. It was the door that we had in question because they had no idea what they were going to do, or the windows next to the door. You guys have to refresh my memory. Maybe it was the windows next to the door that we weren't sure. So maybe Tim could discuss to us what they found out, because they were going to bring it back before us today, so we could find out exactly what we're voting on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, is those 14 windows, are they include the side lights or not include the side lights?
So let me go ahead and show. So this is, and I'm sorry it wasn't in the presentation. So here is, that's the existing door. These windows are going to be replaced with the same product as these.
Adam, what's that door made out of? Is that a wood storm door or metal storm door?
This is a wood door.
What's the one that's on there now? Is that wood?
Yes. And I'll let, when I unmute the property owner, I can let him confirm that too. So this is the door. As you can see, there's a difference in that the window pattern.
But I doubt that's the original door that we're looking at on the house. I could be wrong.
So if it's...
Why don't you
okay.
If it's okay with everybody, why don't you unmute Tim and bring him in and maybe he can answer some of our questions on the door, especially like the color, what color it's going to be.
Mr. Bickle, you should be unmuted. Tim Bickle, can you hear me? Tim Bickle.
Tim, on the bottom of your screen, you should have a microphone somewhere that has a red slash through it, or you might have to go off that screen and go to your opening screen and hit tap to talk.
Or if you're on your phone, you can hit star 6 to unmute.
So, Adam, while we're reading on that, are we approving the door also, the 14 windows in the door?
Correct. So it's the windows on the porch and then the door. And again, because of the door, you know, the window pattern being different than the original. So it meets the material, but not the design.
And I don't think everybody, you're ever going to find a door that's going to match. I have a really hard time telling what that even is that's on there. What are the boxes? Can you bring that up again so I can blow it up? And I feel bad we can't hear Tim.
Is this Tim? No. No problem, sir. What I'm going to do is I'll put you on speakerphone, and then the commission will be able to ask you questions. You're welcome. Tim Oberbrocklin, I do have Tim Bickle on the phone.
Tim, can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. I can hear you fine.
Awesome. Okay. Could I make a comment about the door?
Yeah, we're going to give you the floor, so you go ahead and tell us what you need to tell us.
Well, the door is simply a screen inset that I made and doesn't necessarily match the windows. Even the original door window does not match the windows, so there's a lot of variability there. And we submitted to you, Adam, a 15 light window, or I should say a 15 light door as an alternative to this other window that I see showing in your meeting. And that would be all wood, about $1,200 worth.
So, Tim, are you saying it's 5 rows of 3 windows?
Right. Yeah. And that would be matching the inside of our house, the entry door from the porch to the house.
So, Tim, would you rather use that 15 light door or the door that Adam is showing us now? Which was your preference?
Well, our preference is the 15 light one, even though it's more expensive. It allows more light in.
And it's made from wood as well, correct?
Correct.
And what color would the exterior of the visual part be from the street?
That is mahogany. So we would want to have the outside of the side light windows and the trim match that, whereas the rest of the windows would match the trim of the house.
Okay, do any commission members have any questions for Tim?
Did we see that 15 light door?
I shared it with Adam.
Let me see if I can quickly pull that up.
Either way, I think we would be able to live with both and be happy with both.
What sounds to me like the 15 light would be more like an English Tudor style house with the individual panes. I think architecturally wise and period wise, the 15 light, in my opinion, would be closer to what would have been this period than what the picture we were seeing. Would everyone agree with that or not?
I agree.
The door that was pictured for us is very, very modern. They didn't do that. I could be wrong, but I don't think they did that back in the, when this era of the house was built. And I open up for discussion. I'm comfortable with the windows. I think they match close enough to what's there, which was a defining feature. And until we have more clarity on aluminum wrapped wood, I would not want to hold this gentleman up, but I would, if we do vote yes on this, I want to put clarity in our motion that we are uncertain because of the way the guidelines are written, and that we are going to do more research as what is commonly practiced in this situation. It may be fine, it may be not, but I don't think at this point we want to hold Mr. Bickle up while we do our homework on our end. Correct me if I'm wrong. What does everyone feel about that?
Hello, Chairman Tim.
I would agree.
Yes, go ahead, Tim.
Okay, if this is not going to be compatible with guidelines, we have an alternative, which is the gel windows through Menards, and they are all wood.
I'm going to just interrupt briefly here. So if everyone can see my screen, this is the door that Tim was talking about. It's a 15 light. This, I think, Tim, is what you were referring to.
Correct. On most buildings.
Wayfair. And so then for the commission, what Mr. Bickle was referencing is wood windows that he found that he could match the exact grill pattern that would basically be their second choice. And those, you know, that since they match the design guidelines, that wouldn't require any approval from the commission, because it would be wood exterior primed to be painted, and they would have the exact same grill pattern.
You're talking windows now, correct, Adam?
Yes.
I would like to get a few minutes feedback from commission members on what Adam just gave us as far as a perfect match versus the first ones that we were talking about.
Well, I would love to see a perfect match and the wood on the outside if I had a choice.
I agree. If a perfect match is available, then that would be the way to go. And then that 15 light door looks way too modern for I think the age of the house.
Could I say something on that?
Yeah, Tim Bickle, I just want to make sure I'm showing the right thing. This is the 15 light door from Wayfair, is that correct?
Yes, that 15 light door.
Okay.
The one that's in question.
And that was a wood door?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have two doors like that in our 100-year-old house. They're both oak doors. So it does fit the vintage of this time period.
I personally am okay with the door. I like the door. I think it would fit nicely.
If I could just show everybody the same period building, it is not a door, it's a window. See the pattern? It's only a 8 light because it's a sash window. Now, I don't know, Abby, you may be correct, I'm not sure, but that's more typical of what was popular back in the early 1920s. I think maybe what's making it look a little more modern is it's got so much wood around the outside, because most of those lights on most of these doors, if you guys bear with me, I'm gonna take you to the same period. It'll give you a little more.
I have a door also that is similar. It's not 15 light, but it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lights. And it is in my 1910 house. I don't know if you can see it, but.
Okay, what he's showing us.
It's, sorry, can you hear me? That?
We cannot
take, see that?
Yes.
We like the 15 light window because my wife likes a lot of light.
Okay, so I'm good with either door. I was just thinking that the 15 light matched closer to like what the Osady has, but I agree also with Abby. I think it's just, it's modern materials and it's just a newer look. So unless you found a door that, boy, I'm getting old, that exercise wore me out. Unless you found an antique door that was already, you know, like down at one of the resalvage places, I don't think you're going to get something that's going to match. But another thing we need to be worried about too, or think about, is the door that's on there is a handmade door that was made by the owner. So usually it's like for like. I'm not going to find a door like that. So I would say, let's vote on windows first if we could. So we're not going back and forth. Do it like we do houses, where we do one side at a time. So if we could get everyone's opinion on the windows that are wood that match exactly, how many would be in favor of that? Or Adam, how you want to address this, I'm not sure.
That's totally fine to do what you suggested.
Or if someone wants to make a motion to approve one or the other, as far as windows, not door, just the windows.
I would like to see the windows that match the best, but it was their second choice. And they were all wood.
Tim, can you still hear me?
I can.
Can I ask why the wood windows were your second? Was it just because of maintenance? Or was there other issues that you liked the other windows better? Was that cost? Or?
Well, the other windows are more cost, but we had in mind maintenance as well as preservation. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're on pondering what you said.
Yeah.
Typically, we like to see wood just because it's staying with the characteristic of the building. I do realize that it does create a little bit of a maintenance problem, but if they're primed and painted right, you should get at least 8 to 10 years or not longer on that paint job on a brand new window. It's when they're older and they're starting to rot that you tend to get moisture, and things tend to not last as long because you're getting moisture behind it. So I guess we need more feedback. So we have, who was the last person that spoke that said they would like to see the original?
It was me. I would like to see the original design, the real wood, and maybe remind him too that he might be eligible for the historic rehab program to help with the extra expense.
Yeah, I believe he's already going to use that program, if I'm not mistaken. So that Tim, might offset some of your little added costs if they're a little more money.
So we're voting on the all wood windows of gel wind. Is that correct?
No, at this point, there's not been a motion. Or Diana, was that a motion?
It was not a motion. It was just my preference, so everyone knows where I'm at.
To save us some more input. To save us time on this, Jennifer, Abby, Ron, Lauer, and Diana, could you shake your heads for the all wood, yay or nay? Or put a thumbs up? So it looks like we're going that direction. So, Tim, I'm really thinking from a preservation standpoint, we would really like to see the wood, and that you are eligible for that funding that the city has. If I would recommend for just the windows, not the door, if someone would like a motion for.
You're breaking up on me a little bit, but I understood that you are okay with the wood, all wood option.
Yeah, I think just historically as preservationists, it would fit what we're looking for better. And then we're not questioning if we're doing the wrong thing by having the aluminum clad wood. And that would.
May I also say, with that all wood option, that the grids are actually on both the very outside of each window, inside and out, with a spacer between the panes.
Okay. Okay. So would someone like to make a motion for just the windows and then we'll move to the door? Or Adam, can we separate it?
Yes. Yes.
If I could get a motion for the windows, it seems like everyone's pretty close to the same page.
A motion to approve the windows at this point for the address that we're talking about.
1720 3rd Avenue Southeast.
1720 3rd Avenue Southeast.
But Diana made the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second. I clarified the wood windows.
Okay, yeah. So we've got a motion by Diana, a second by Ron Lauer.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Tim, okay. If I could just interrupt briefly, I think Ryan, you were on mute, so we could not hear your vote.
Am I good now?
Yes.
Yep, I'm in favor.
Thank you.
Okay, Tim, so what we did is we just voted for the windows. We're going to try to keep it as historically as possible as we can. So we voted, in case you were cutting out, we voted to have your second choice, the wood windows with individual panes for your windows. Now we're going to discuss your door, and I don't think it'll take that long because I think we're all heading kind of towards the same page, but I'd like to open up discussion. If anyone has any questions for Tim, or Tim, if you have anything else you want to add that might make any more clarification for us, we'll see if we can get this worked for you, okay?
Adam, can we see a side-by-side or what's existing, what's going in, like once or twice next, not next to each other, but like right after each other, so I can just really get a good look at it.
And Diana, keep in mind that the existing door that's there, I believe Tim said he made himself.
Yes, yep.
So
I just want to see how they kind of compare to, okay, again.
And just to clarify, because you will see on the screen, it says fiberglass. However, the door he is looking at would be all wood.
Are the mutton boards or whatever they call the individual between the glass, those will be wood as well, correct?
I would assume so. Tim Bickle, can you answer that question? So the entire 15 light exterior door would be all wood, is that correct?
I am not sure about the grid that the frame is. I don't know about the wood. I don't know about the grid inside the insulated glass. If it were wood, it would tend to deteriorate. No
Okay, Tim, on your other door with the larger lights, do you know if those were wood?
No, typically they aren't. I don't know. I don't know, but I think we can, let's put it this way. I'll have to say I don't know exactly, but the picture that you're now showing, I do know that that's the screen inset I made, and the original last inset that's on 8 months half a year is more like the other storm window or storm door that we saw. I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback, so I'm sorry if I come across confused. So in other words, if I was going the last inset, I would actually show you a glass door that's similar to the one that's the ultimate to the 15 light window, the one you showed earlier.
I do want to mention too, it's probably going to be very hard to find a door to even closely match what he has there, even though it was custom built. I don't know if they make them anymore to look in that older style, and we may not be able to get that in.
All of our research, we don't find any modern doors that would have individual insulated glass panes separated by wood grills.
How does everyone else feel about it?
Tim Oberbrockling, you're on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
What I would like us all to do, boy, that's bad, that feedback. If we could, we already know what windows we're choosing. So if we, out of these two doors, if we could pick which one we think would look the best with those windows we picked to keep the house historical, I'm fine with either door because it's completely different than what he has there anyway. And I think both would look fine, but I'd like to just get a feedback from everybody. So if you could go through one at a time, state your name and what you're kind of leaning towards. Is that okay to do that, Adam?
Yes.
Okay, so I will start with Jennifer. Do you have a preference?
15 pane one door.
Abby?
The, what was it, 6 light or 8 light door?
Diana?
The 15 light door. The one we just saw.
What's that?
The one we just saw. The one from
Mr. Lauer?
The same as Diana, the 15 light.
Ron Mussman?
I'm going for the 15 too.
Mr. Russell?
15 light.
Okay, it seems like, and I'm impartial. I think either one is going to be, no offense, Tim, an improvement over what's on there, and it'll blend with the windows. So I'm just being honest. So I think either would be fine. So it seems like most of you are going towards the 15 light. If everyone's in favor of that, could I get a motion?
Motion to approve the 15 light wood door.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, I had 2 seconds, Adam. I don't know which one you want to pick. Diana made the first motion.
Why don't we call for a second again and see who gets here first?
Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
That's Jennifer.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Me.
That was Abby?
Yep.
Okay.
So just to clarify, we have one against, which is Abby. Everyone else in favor of the motion?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Bickle, I will touch base with you tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and hang up now. to finish off the meeting. So thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, thank you. Our next is action item 3C, demolition application under hold. Adam has spoke with Mark. I have two. Adam, if you'd like to give us an update, or if you want me to give the update, it doesn't matter either way.
Sure, I can do that. So here is just a reminder. This was put on a hold, which will expire July 13th. This is right next to Bruce Moore, so you can see where my cursor is. Hopefully that's Bruce Moore. This is the property on First Avenue, and some pictures of this. As a recap, this was put on hold to document. This was originally two separate buildings, I guess, and then there was a roof put over and fully enclosed to turn it into a one building. So I did speak to Mark Stouffer Hunter today, and he is still trying to get a hold of the property owner to get inside and photograph. He's done research, but he'd like to finish that up with the photo documentation. So again, the hold will expire on, let me just double check that, on July 13th. And I have not heard, when I talked to the contractor after the last meeting, they did not indicate that there was any sort of timeline that they were on. So I did not hear anything in terms of concerns with being on hold until July 13th.
I talked to Mark as well. He didn't see any sign of equipment around there ready to go to work. He's having a hard time getting in to get pictures. He did want to get the pictures. So we don't need to do anything if we're going to keep this on hold. We only need to vote if we're going to take it off hold. I would recommend leaving it on so Mark can do his historical documentation. Is everybody okay with that?
I can also go take pictures of the exterior anytime, just in case, to make sure we have something.
If you want to reach out to Mark, he may have done that, but you're certainly welcome to do it. You might have a different eye, because I know you like doing that. So feel free to do it.
I know, it's very fun.
Yep, okay. So I believe we're going to leave it on hold until we get the inside documentation done. So we'll just leave that one be, that'll rest. And Adam, I think that's it, unless you have any thing you'd like to.
There is one other thing. Just wanted to give an update to the commission on our Beaver Woods survey open house. And that was to let the property owners know and the general public about the, what I'll call preliminary recommendations. Again, there is a review period that is that the State Historic Preservation Office takes to review that, but it has been submitted. There are 128 properties, I'm forgetting the number offhand, but the majority of them are considered contributing.
125 are contributing and 3 are non-contributing.
3 of them had additions added, which is why they're not.
Yes. We had the open house, shared the what the results of the report say, what do some of those things mean. So specifically, the National Historic District nomination, the local district nomination, also landmarking, because when we had our first open house, there was some confusion. Typically with rules in that, the federal is more restrictive than the local, and in this case, it's actually the opposite. Our local provides more guidance and restrictions to make sure that that historic preservation, this historic nature of the buildings, is maintained. So we made sure people understood that there is a difference between the two. Also that the fact that the city would be moving forward with submitting nomination for national district. We did get and I'll quote this, a yay from a property owner who actually asked that if we were going to do that. So that came up a couple times, did not hear any concerns. And then, again, like I said, we did talk about the difference. We wanted to make sure we really hit home the difference between the two categories. You know, what does it mean if you're national? What does it mean if you're local? So I think it went well. We do have the report online. If you go to www.cityofcr, I think it's /Beaver Woods, you'll be able to look at that report. And then we will give another update once it has been fully reviewed by SHPO and any comments have been incorporated. We'll come back and give another update to the commission.
And Adam, also, hopefully one of these next weeks we're going to be able to meet in real time, real people. After the city does what they need to do, could you do us, I asked this last time, but I want to do it when we're in person and people in together in one room. Could you put together kind of a guideline for after the city's done and they do all their shareholder meetings and stuff, what the next process is for someone that wants to go ahead and move this forward? Because the city can only go so far, then it's going to have to be done by either a nonprofit or a public or a resident or whatever. Can you give us?
Are you referring to the local process, local nomination?
Correct. Well, actually, either one. I know how both the processes work, but when you're doing one house versus a whole neighborhood, what the process would be to, after the city does this, to contact each resident, tell them that we're moving forward. Just some, maybe a form to be used for people to use to do this.
Sure.
We get a little more. Go ahead.
We could do that on the next meeting, just as a refresher. I did send out an email last week that had links to the page on the city's website that talks about the nominating process. It does have the form. It even has, I believe there's a sample, the language that must go on the petition. But we could do a presentation at the next meeting just to review that.
Yeah, I would like to do it when we meet down in the office versus, it's harder on this to jump back and forth. So I think it'd make more clarity if we could do it when we're back in session.
Okay.
Is that okay with everybody?
I have a couple questions just for information. Sure. Adam, did you guys say that last, there was like maybe 5 or 6 individual homes that could be potentially listed?
Individual?
Yeah.
Individually eligible? I believe there was more than that. Off the top of my head, I want to say 30.
Oh, wow.
I believe that's correct.
I can get the report up right now.
I was just thinking, because it might be if the district doesn't do collaboratively, we could, what is that committee that you guys are on? It's Ron and Ron, right? The
Historic Asset Inventory.
Yeah, add those homes to it and start talking to them, the individual property owners, about individually listing for local landmark. And then do you know when the next SNRC meeting is? Are we going to make that the State National Register Committee where we have to go present, or somebody goes and presents? Are they do you know anything about that? Are they presenting them? Are they doing Zoom?
I'm sorry, I don't, what is the committee that you're referring to?
So to be listed on the National Register, you have to go through the committee, the state committee. So you have to go in front of them and present. So I was just wondering if you knew of any information on that, like timeline wise for this.
No. So once the report has been, once this the survey has been signed off on by SHPO and things incorporated and it's finally approved, then we'll move forward with doing the nomination paperwork for the national, and then we'll be able to give you a timeline.
And there are 34 individually eligible properties as determined by the consultant in the survey.
I would love it if we could send them a letter or something letting them know. So if they want to
take it further after this.
I would feel more comfortable trying to get the full neighborhood, local and national, because that would include them. And if we strike out there, then going back. Otherwise, it's repetitive. But I'm all for, I agree with Abby. It would be great to get 30 more houses listed. But let's see if we can get a whole neighborhood listed first as a district. Are there any more questions in regard to this? Adam, did you have any more news?
Nope, that was it.
Well, Adam, the Central Park Presbyterian Church was approved by the City Planning Commission prior to this, so it goes to the City Council. Is it June 9th?
Yes. And sorry, that's probably something you guys would be interested in knowing. The local landmark application for Central Park Presbyterian, that was approved at 3:30-ish. The City Planning Commission made a recommendation that City Council should approve that. So that will go on June 9th for a public hearing and first reading of the ordinance. And then I think it is June 23rd, it will go back to City Council for the second reading and possible third. And then after that, it would become a local landmark and it would be, it would qualify for the historic rehab program. So.
And just a reminder, just a reminder to everybody with these landmarks, SHPO doesn't want to be involved in single, but when we do the, if we're doing a whole district, they do still want to be involved in that. So if those 30 houses, if this all falls through and those 30 houses want to go local, that's something that's done on a local level. We don't take it through SHPO. So that process will be quicker, Abby, but when you're going through the state, it's my experience, it's usually eight to 12 months to get it full circle by the time you do all the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera.
So did this Presbyterian Church, did that come before HPC?
It did. April 4th, I think it was, of 2019.
Okay.
And it was recommended for approval. At that time, SHPO was still reviewing the local district, local landmark nominations. And so they had requested more information. City staff had also requested some more information. And so we received that April 29th. Of this year. And so we were able then to start finishing this process with City Planning Commission and then start City Council.
Abby, for our local, you were going to try to work on some guidelines for us. Have you had any time to work on that?
Yeah, I sent a draft to Adam and Lauren. But again, I think it's something we might want to talk about in person.
Right.
I don't know, Adam, if you want to send that draft out.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
To go back to the Central Park Presbyterian, wasn't that known by a different name to us as well? Isn't that the one that's on B Avenue Northeast or?
On the corner of B Avenue and 17th Street Northeast.
Yeah.
But I believe Ron, it came to us through the name of what it is now, Waypoint, but it's a woman.
Mission of Hope is the owner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. So,
yep.
Okay, are there any more questions? I'm getting bored. I'm just kidding. Are there any more questions or any information he wants to share before we adjourn?
Yes. Isn't the Preserve Iowa Summit coming up soon before our next meeting? Do we want to talk about it or anything like that?
Thank you, Diana. So if anyone is still interested, I think it's Wednesday, whatever day the 4th is, that is the closing of registration. So if any commissioners right now, Abby, Diana, and Ron Moosman are going to be attending, it is $20. It's virtual. And the city, because of that cost, will cover that for any commissioners. So, and it's blanking on the days of that, but it's a three-day period.
Yeah, it's the June 4th through 6th.
So we have two commission members that are going to attend?
Three.
3.
And then Jeff from Jeff Wozencraft's staff is going to be attending.
Okay. So we've got good coverage then. Because I know, Diana, you brought us back some good information the last time. So, okay, any other business? Do I have a motion for pizza and beer? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Abby was first, Diana second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah.